This is, what's your name?
Rafael Levy.
Rafael Levy. Not Rabbi?
Whatever.
Okay, Rabbi Rafael Levy. Okay, when did you come to Lakewood?
This was the, I came the Pesach before the tour.
Where'd you come from?
I was in Detroit.
Where? And what was your, were you in Yeshiva?
Yeshiva in Detroit, yeah.
Which one?
There's only one.
I don't know.
that's definitive in and of itself.
Huh?
That's the definition of Rosberg of Leibach.
Oh, Leibach, okay. Okay, so when, what year were you in that you came? How old were you then, or what?
How old I was? Yeah. It was six. The tier was. It must have been in 62. I came. I was 21.
21. So you were learning all that time by Leibach?
Yeah.
Okay. So what attracted you to come here?
There was no other place to go in America at the time.
Okay.
And I had come for, I was there in a summer I was there for the summer in 57, I think it was. Whatever.
And who'd you know here at the time?
Before I came?
Yeah.
Really almost no one except some of the Detroiters that were there. I don't know
who were they?
Still there. I mean, I knew some people from when I was there the summer before. And Zundel
who?
Zundel Berman.
Yeah.
I really don't remember who I had shaykhus with.
Okay.
I mean, when I was in the yeshiva, I knew who I had a shaykhus with.
Okay.
But not before.
Okay. So you came here, that was in the summer?
That was a Pesachman.
Pesachman. Okay. What was your introduction to the yeshiva? How did you come with some kind of recommendation?
I had a letter, sure.
From Rav Box?
Yeah.
And you gave it to Rosh Yeshiva?
Yeah. I think he sent me to Ibshner to talk about it. It was Ibshner.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Do you remember your first encounter with Rosh Yeshiva? When you came to him?
First encounter, I don't remember. The interesting encounters, I do remember.
Okay, so
yeah.
What were some of the interesting encounters?
All right, and again, what passed to right is I can't tell you, but I'll tell you the various things that happened.
Okay.
It ended up that I was, there are two things that happened. It ended up that I was in the, you know what 617 looked like?
617 6th Street?
Yeah.
I wasn't here then.
You weren't there then. All right. At any rate, that was one of the dorms. Yeah.
Was that, had a name, the building? Had a name for it?
Was 6-7? I don't know. All I know is 617. Uh-huh. I have no names other than that. All right.
Yeah.
I moved into a room. I moved into a room that was over there.
Yeah.
And the yeshiva itself had the next room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So who were you with? Who was your roommate?
Yanko Stefanski. Barton's, what's his name?
Klein?
Yeah,
Shmuel Klein?
Shmuel Klein.
Uh-huh.
And there was another guy in the room, too.
Uh-huh, okay. So it was next to Rosh Yeshiva.
Next to Rosh Yeshiva, yeah. We shared a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I was from Detroit.
Right.
Being from Detroit, it meant you knew how to drive.
Uh-huh.
If you're from Detroit, you can phone. That was the one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the big advantage of it was that you could, the things that you didn't have the chutzpah to ask any other time, you could afford to ask in the car.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can get away with stuff that way.
Uh-huh.
So we took advantage of it occasionally.
Uh-huh.
So during Elul, this was for Elul's month, so during Elul I used to drive him back and forth.
Uh-huh. From where?
From the, just to the base medrash.
In town?
In town, yeah.
Oh.
I used to drive him on. No, there was the Hirsch, Yisrael Meir, was it Yisrael Meir? Yes, one of the Hirsches, it wasn't Yisrael, I don't know if it was Yisrael Meir, it was another one.
Uh-huh.
Used to drive him to New York. They had a guy who drove, there was a Nash Rambler.
Uh-huh.
It was a Nash. It was a car. It had a very difficult stick shift.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy who was hired, I think it was Yisrael Meir Hirsch, but I'm not sure,
uh-huh.
who used to take him back and forth to New York. But it was in Lakewood, I mean, just to take him back and forth to the to the base of Medrash. And the interesting time was Erev Yom Kippur. I came down. He thought the driving was a it was the worst possible Avodas Perach in the world.
He saw himself.
For just basically anyone driving, he thought it was halachatzamadoshu.
But the whole trip took maybe less than a minute.
Yeah. But there were, I mean, you know, but it didn't make any difference. You could get a question in sideways.
Yeah.
All right. So came was Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And so somebody said he wanted to go to the mikveh, so I came bouncing down, and he said, "Nein, you're too viel gefahren. It's too much work for you."
Uh-huh.
So I went away, and he says, "But you're trying to get a mikveh." No, so he told the guy to wait for him. He said, "Told me to get my stuff, you know."
Yeah.
So I went to get a towel, told him to wait for me so I'd have a ride. So
yeah.
All right. This was when the mikveh was in the shul, you know, park. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So the guy couldn't get the car started. He couldn't move it. So I ended up driving. After that, I was a Mahal Kim Swaka. It's because he used to stare out the window because he didn't trust anybody in a car.
Uh-huh.
But now I obviously had this special way of talking to cars, so it was all right.
Uh-huh.
All right. So then the Noch, he came in. He wanted to make out some checks. So he wanted me to write out the checks for him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is not very exciting stuff. What can I tell
you? No, it doesn't have to be exciting.
All right. And then, but what happened is that there had been a simcha. Somebody became a chus, and this was earlier in the year. Before I was, when I was somewhere else, and I guess we got a little loud.
Yeah.
And we woke, the story is that there was some noise and it woke him up. And then I was told that they detected my Midwestern twang. Okay.
Who detected it?
One of the Bokram who was sleeping nearby told me that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I was obviously all shook up. So Erev Yom Kippur, I went over to him and told him this, and the Maisa, da-da-da-da, etc., and Mechil and all this, you know, shaking my feet. And those were the last words I ever spoke to him.
That was it.
And he didn't give a hand on... that year he didn't give a hand on Yom Kippur. He used to give a hand normally Yom Kippur, and he didn't Yom Kippur, and then he was in the hospital.
You mean he was already not well then?
He didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he might have been just tired, or, you know, there was no shmur or anything that he was sick.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't come back, so...
So that was your total experience. So, but what did you absorb from that?
What? No, I'm not going to...
Could you characterize it?
No, I mean, I'm not into... I strongly... I am not a fan of making mices when they don't exist.
Well, I'm not talking about mice, I'm talking about your feelings that you got from that.
There was the other mice that I should mention. I mean, One time I was walking around downstairs and a couple of Balkum came in and he called me over and it was late, it was 9:30 or something, and he said that I should make sure that they... Alright, so he told me that they should eat. I mean, that's a legitimate mice. He worried about Balkum. Like, the line was, the kinder sein kemata zoivi Balkum was the line that we used.
The kinder sein
kemata zoivi Balkum. That was the line that was in yeshiva about.
Okay, so with, but you don't have any characterizations of your own that you could describe?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Koltos, thank you.
Bye-bye.